Good morning and happy Christmas, everyone. It's Christmas morning. Now, I am hoping that you've all had a very good start to your Christmas morning so far. All good? Excellent. Now, my prayer for you today is that you will all have a very special day. You're welcome. Now then, we've got a verse that I'm going to look at this morning, and I am going to press the button, both buttons, which will make it work. Where do I have to point it? Oh, I have to switch it on first, don't I? I knew. Oh, there's a green light now. What do you know? Hey, here we go. Right, here's a verse. Let's have a look at this morning. I think it's a most excellent one for Christmas morning. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. And as you can see, that's Romans 15, verse 13. So, isn't that a great prayer that Paul has prayed there for his friends in Rome? All joy and peace, anyone? Yes, please. I'll have some of that, and let me just tell you, if you want to pray that prayer for me any time, just go right ahead. I'm all up for that. Now, perhaps I'm on my own, but I do have to say that all joy and peace are not the feelings that I have most often every day. Yeah. So what I want to know is, how do I go about getting that? Because I'm all up for this all joy and peace, definitely. Is it even possible? Okay, well, let's have a look first at who is actually giving this all joy and peace. Who's that? God. Okay, so I think we can definitely say it's possible. It absolutely is possible. God's doing the giving. So tick, we've done that one. But did you spot those five little words afterwards? There's a condition. We must trust in God. As you trust in him. Paul does not say in this verse that God is going to automatically fill us with all joy and peace. But give me a picture, this verse. Bear with me here, and I'd like you to ask you to join in. It was a picture of what I can think a central heating valve is like. Now, forgive me, anybody who properly understands central heating valves, because I don't. But the way I think it works with a central heating valve is when it's open, then the water flows through and the radiator works. And when it's closed and the water doesn't. So I think this getting all joy and peace when we trust in God is a bit like that. Trusting God is like the open valve. All joy and peace can come in. If we're not trusting God, it's like the valve is closed. We're shutting ourselves off from the all joy and peace. Make sense? Okay, do you want to have a play at that? Trusting God, not trusting God. So it's like your elbows are a trust hinge. Okay? So we're ready for joy and peace today, yeah? Let's do this. Trusting God. Great. Remember that picture. And as it's Christmas morning, I thought we should be inspired by some people who we hear about every year at this time, Mary and Joseph. Well, now, when it comes to trusting God, I think, you know, these are good examples for us to have a look at. And there's a verse in Luke which I think is the most inspiring words in the whole Bible. It's from Luke chapter 1, verse 38. And it says, "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May your word to me be fulfilled." I'm so in awe of young Mary at this point, because she has just been told the most staggering, mind-blowingly extraordinary thing. She is about to give birth, or she's going to give birth, to the Son of God. To be fair, she does have a sensible question, and she says, "How?" But the angel says, well, probably not like that, but you get the gist. But the angel says, no, God's going to do it. And so she says, okay. Well, actually, what she says is, I am the Lord's servant. May your word to me be fulfilled. She was willing to trust God with her future. Yes, she was trusting. She didn't know what it was going to look like. The unknown, the big and fat unknown, she was willing to say, okay, God, whatever you say. How about Joseph then? After Jesus had been born and the Magi had been to visit, God spoke to Joseph in a dream and told him to take Mary and Jesus to Egypt because all the boys were going to be killed. Herod was on the warpath. And he said, okay. Now, this was not, you know, a small thing. Both Mary and Joseph here are facing major life upheaval situations. These are not small things. You know, shall I cross the road now? It's big stuff. But both of them were willing to trust God and say, yes, I'm going to go where you say. I am open. I am willing. I don't know what the future looks like, but I am saying, yes, God, I'll follow you. I'll be obedient. So, if we do the same, if we do a Mary and Joseph, we're trusting, we're ready to get all this joy and peace, right? Okay, let me just tell you, this last week, I have had a very interesting time trying to put this into practice. It's not easy, I promise you. And I don't know how to make this a really positive yes message this morning, because let me just tell you, it's really hard. And I don't have a big kind of this is what you have to do message for you this morning. I get to the stage where my head is determined and it's saying, yes, I trust you, God. But my stomach is still in that kind of queasy, feeling sick, horrible situation. My heart is even ready and willing and saying, yes, yes, I trust you, God. But the reality of what's in front of you is still... But this is where I have to point out to you that the all joy and peace that's in this verse is not dependent upon circumstances or conditions. When my stomach is feeling queasy, or what I'm seeing in front of me is making me go, that is the condition, that is the circumstance that I'm in. And we already know that God never said we weren't going to get horrible stuff. We do. That's what happens. But he says when we get the joy and peace from him, we can still have it, but it's alongside whatever we're facing. It's with us in our stomach-clenching situations. So I hope we still want that all joy and peace. I definitely do. But hold on a minute. Here am I focusing on the all joy and peace bit. Christmas morning, after all. Actually, I think it's probably the trust bit that I should be focusing on. My goal should not be that I want the joy and peace. It should be the I need to get myself in a place where I'm ready and willing to trust God. Let's have another look again at who does what in this verse. Who does the filling of hope? God, absolutely. Who does the overflowing with hope? By the power of the Holy Spirit. Yep, we don't get a say in any of that. So in fact, there's only one bit in this verse that we get a say in, that we get to be in charge of. That's the trusting him. So, that's the bit we need to work on. However, I don't think I can give you an answer to how to do that. I said, I've not got a quick answer to that for you this morning. I suspect we're all going to be lifelong learners when it comes to trusting God. But there are some words. Oh, I should have pressed that already. Trusting in him. There are some words, I hope you can read that, I'm going to read it out for you, that I found, which does sum up the whole trusting God thing. is from a lady in Canada. She is a minister over there, and she said, "Trusting God is nothing like the trust that we might put into people whose motives we understand and whose actions we can predict. Trusting God is surrendering to the whirlwind, the silence, the stranger, the wilderness, the wandering, the cross. Thankfully, it is also about surrendering to a supreme mercy and a great love." So, if we consider the first step to trusting is actually surrendering, then that's as good a place to start as any, I think. So this is what I want to share with you today. When we don't know the answer to what trusting God is all about, but how about we starting with surrender? And this is where our little picture of the valve can come in quite easily. We are trusting God if we surrender. Trusting isn't easy, but through his great mercy and love, he has promised that he's going to be with us in everything, all the time. He never leaves us. And he does promise that we do have a future without any of the horrible stuff anymore when we get to heaven. Until then, I want to pray this prayer for you. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with the hope by the power of the Holy Spirit.